Okay, we're at Nefesh HaChaim, Shaar Daled. We are beginning with Perek Zayin. Rav Chaim Volozhiner has been explaining to us that the size of our otzer, the size of our ability to create a foundation of Yerushalayim, that will enable us to create an equal level of Chochmas HaTorah. But we have to lay down a foundation first as to what we want in terms of Yerushalayim. We have to work hard at it. We have to build those bases, those fundamentals within us, and that will allow us to grow in Limud HaTorah. So he continues all along of those same lines. So he says the following. Well, Zos HaEmes, Perek Vav. Well, Zos HaEmes, Shezohi HaDerech HaMiti. He says, with this is likewise we can begin to understand the path of truth. Asher Bazeh Bachar Hu Yisbara Shemo, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has chosen Shebechol Eish Sheyachin HaAdam Atzma Limud, that at all times when a person prepares himself to learn, Roy Lo Yisyashiv Kodem Sheyaschil, it is appropriate for a person to sit before he begins, Akol Ponim Zman Muad B'Yiras Hashem Tehora B'Taharas Leif, before he begins, just stop, a moment of introspection, purification of your heart. Vados al chataso. It's unbelievable. Before you learn, he says you should do a shtiko vidui. Again, to cleanse yourself, be umko deliba from the depths of your heart. In order that your Torah that you will learn shall be kadosh. And it's unbelievable. Right? Again, so while we're before we learn, a person should sit. Similar to what the Gemara in Bracha says, that many of the Amoraim, before they would learn, before they went to the Beis Medrash, they would say Hiratzons. And the Gemara in Bracha has lists and lists of all the different Hiratzons that people would say, and the Rambam has a little different Nusach. And many people are knowing like this in general, to say such a Hiratzon. And again, this is what Rav Chaim Volozhiner is saying. Before you begin, just stop and appreciate that we're about to learn the Torah Hashem. He doesn't say that while I'm in the middle of a Tosos, I should stop and think about, wow, that sunset was amazing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Begin to think about the organelles in our bodies and in every cell is a Chachman o Nes Niflup. No. He writes in Ruach Chaim, in his Perishim Perkei Avos, in Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph, that there's a chiluk before you learn and during your learning. Prior to learning, it's what he says here. Stop for, he says, a moment. It doesn't mean to say take an hour to this bodurus Hashem yichuds. Take a moment to think about you're about to learn Torah Hashem. But when you're learning, you are licked in learning. You have to be involved and engaged in learning. Right? To the exclusion of all else. It's similar to the idea that, you know, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik famously says when it comes to davening and kavana by Shemona Esrei, we know there's a steerers in the Rambam exactly which parts of Shemona Esrei a person has to have kavana for. Rav Chaim very famously says that when it comes to the first three brachos of Shemona Esrei, a person has to know perish hamilim, has to know the definitions and translations of the words, every single word of the first three brachos. However, for the entire Shemona Esrei, a person has to know always da lifnei miyata omid, to know they're standing in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So there are different components of our kavana. There's sometimes we have to be engaged and evolve in the text in front of us, and sometimes we have to just know that we're standing in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So of course, when we're learning, we have to know exactly what we're learning, beholding in every word of the Gemara Rashi tells us, every word of Chumash and Rashi that we're learning. But overall, to know that I'm learning the Torah Hashem, it's not just stama text. That's the foundation of it. V'yichaven, he says, he continues on, V'yichaven is dabik b'limudo bo b'torah. And a person has to attach to his learning, to the Torah itself, bo b'kadosh baruch hu. As if the Torah itself is a kadosh baruch hu. Haynu is dabik b'chol kolchosa v'dvar Hashem. To attach himself, to achieve devekus, attachment to the words of Hashem. Zo halacha, and this is through halacha. Ubazehu davok ba yisbarach mamish kivyachol. And with this, he attaches himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki hu yisbarach ritzono chad. Because Hashem and his will are one. And we learn his will from the Torah. Moshe Kasav HaZohar, it says in the Zohar, v'chol din v'halacha b'Torah kedosha, hu ritzono yisbarach. The learning, the halacha, the Torah, it's literally expressing to us what the creator of the universe wants for us to do in this world. Right? Torah is a lashon of hora, of teaching, of doing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching us how to conduct ourselves in this world. Shekein gazar ritzoni hei kachadin, that he decrees, and this is what the halacha is. Kasher, apostle, tameh, v'tahar, asar, umutar, chay, v'zakai. So if something is asar or mutar, that is in of itself expressing to us what it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon is in this world. We also have to remember that when he says you have to attach yourself to the Torah, the famous Ramban in the Hakdama of the Torah, that Torah, the osios of Torah, are all the Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah itself is God concentrate. The Torah itself is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We say the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Vav, says that there's a mitzvah lihidabek im chachamim, v'hu omro yis'ale u'bot hibadek, right, you have to attach yourself to chachamim, u'ba ha'perish l'davka bo. This is what the pasuk says, you have to attach to it. Ha'davek b'chachamim v'talmidehem. So which one is it? The Rambam says the person has to attach himself to chachamim. But the pasuk, right, seems to imply that there's a chiyuv to mizdabek to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, how do we understand what is it HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants? Through being mizdabek to Chachamim, through being mizdabek to Tamid Chachamim, and even more than that, there's a Rambam in Hilchos Deos. The Rambam says in Hilchos Deos in Perek Vav Ha'ocha Beis, he says that a person likewise has to be mizdabek to people. To marry off his daughters to the Tamid Chachamim and to live amongst Tamid Chachamim. If a person does all those things, those are great things. They'll help a person to achieve greatness. However, there's a gra. The Vilna Gaon says in Aderes Aliyahu in Parshas Balak that the true dveikus, that the true achievement comes through Limud HaTorah. And if a person's not able to achieve dveikus through Limud HaTorah, then you have to go through outside mechanisms to achieve that dveikus. So the ideal dveikus, the ideal connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes through Limud HaTorah. The outside dveikus, outside mechanisms of connecting to Hashem, comes through other ways, through attaching to Chachamim, to marrying our daughters off to Tamid Chachamim, to living amongst Chachamim in a Torah environment. All those things help us achieve dveikus and help us achieve potential, but at its essence, the first and foremost, the first line of defense to achieve dveikus in this world is through Limud HaTorah. Svegam, he says, continues on. Svegam im hu asuk b'divrei agadol. It's not only in terms of halacha, but even a person learns agadata. She'ein behem nafkusa l'shamadin. If a person learns agadata, it has no bearing necessarily on the halacha. However, gam kein hu davok b'dibura shakadosh baruch hu. That also is the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mori V'Rebbe, Rav Yonason Sacks, always points out that we have to remember the same Tanaim and Amoraim that taught us all of the halachos and all of the drashos in the Gemara to learn out the Dinim D'Araisa, Dinim D'Rabbanan, are the same Tanaim and Amoraim that teach us how to conduct ourselves through the Agadata. They teach us what is the Ratzon Hashem, how to perform the mitzvos through all the Agadatas in the Gemara. Agadata itself, likewise, is a revelation of the Ratzon Hashem. Ruchaim continues, Ki haTorah kula b'chaleha uprateha v'dikukeha. The Torah with all of its details and all of its nuances. V'afilu mashe tamin katan shalmi rabu. Even if a young child asks from his Rebbe, HaKol yatsa mi'pivak yizbarach le'moshe mi'sinai. Everything was taught to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. K'moshe amru rabbeinu zecharim avracha, sof perik beiz de Megillah. Uve perik kama de brachos and daf heyem ad aleph. Mikol helz rabba v'sham b'simin hey perik vav. Rishami and perik beiz of peya. V'chui v'chui v'yikra rabba perik av beiz. And ishmos rabba perik mem gimel. The pasuk says, "Ksov lecha es hadvarim ha'ila." All these different Ma'amar Chazal say the same idea, that b'shash and nigla HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'sinai retain Torah Yisrael, the moment Hashem revealed himself to give Torah to Klal Yisrael, Amar l'Moshe al-Seder, Mikra u'Mishna halachos v'yagados. He taught Moshe Rabbeinu everything, kol ha-Torah kula, sh'ne'amar, v'idabre el-Kim es kol ha-Dvar Me'ila, afil ma'ashe tamid shoel l'rav ad-kan. That the kiyum in Tamid Torah is kol ha-Torah kula, which is why the Shulchan Aruch HaRav Paskins, the Baal Tanya Paskins, there at Shulchan Aruch HaRav, that the chiyuv of a Tamid Torah of an individual is kol ha-Torah kula. It's not enough to finish Shas. It's not enough to finish Tanakh. It's not enough to finish Shulchan Aruch. The bare minimum chiyuv of an individual is to finish kol ha-Torah kula, as the Paskins in Hilchos Tamid Torah. It's quoted in the name of Yaakov Kamenetsky that the definition of an Am Haaretz is somebody who only knows Shas, Rashi, Tosos. Halavai, we should all be Zocha to be such an Am Haaretz. But what we can begin to think about is that through this Limud HaTorah, we can begin to Mizdabek to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And again, we have to stop for a moment, again, just for a moment, before we learn to understand and to process that we're about to have an experience with the Ratzon Hashem every time we open up a Sefer of Chazal or Psukim. And anytime we're engaged in Limud HaTorah, it's that revelation, it's that experience. And as the Rav famously wrote, and famously said in his Drashos, Rav Soloveitchik, as he said that when he sits down to learn a Sugya, all of a sudden the Rambam walks in, and Rashi walks in, and Rav Chaim walks in, and the Gra walks into the room. And that experience, a Limud HaTorah, is something that he's able to draw together through his intense Avas HaTorah, and because he's so absolutely mizdabik with the Torah itself.